Masterpiece Cake Shop has become shorthand for Supreme Court endorsement of newly invented religious freedom claims and ever-expanding universe of exemptions from responsible participation in public life for individuals and business intent on living into a bigoted interpretation of faith. That 2018 Colorado case might have been a new low, but never fear, lower lows are always possible. Broadly labeled as license to discriminate cases, more are on their way to the high court. And here with analysis and strategy is Interfaith Alliance Director of Policy and Advocacy, Katie Joseph. Katie, welcome back to State of Belief Radio.
Thanks, Walton. Great to be with you.
What's the latest manifestation of this thirst to discriminate?
So I think it's important for us to start on a personal level. And it's really this simple. Sexual orientation and gender identity play a defining role in all of our lives, much the same way that religious belief or non-religious identity might. These are essential characteristics for how we view ourselves, the relationships that we build, how we find meaning in life. And each person embodies their sense of self and their faith in their own unique way. When it comes to freedom of belief, this is largely protected under the First Amendment. But if we're all going to enjoy the freedoms to live as our most authentic selves, to believe as we choose, and to move throughout the world without fear, we have to ensure that those protections are guaranteed to all of us. No special treatment for someone who classifies themselves as a shopkeeper or, say, an artist, as opposed to someone who doesn't, simply because that's their chosen profession. So there's a lot of attention that's been paid to the Masterpiece Cake Shop case. And I want to be really clear here, because the religious right has really done a fabulous job, if I can say that, in mischaracterizing what they accomplished with that case. The folks are likely familiar with the basics of the Masterpiece Cake Shop case, in which the owner of a bakery who holds a particular set of religious views that are non-affirming of same-sex marriage sought to violate a non-discrimination ordinance in the state of Colorado and discriminate against potential customers because they were seeking a wedding cake for a same-sex wedding. Now, I chose those words very carefully. We're talking about a business owner who wants to pick and choose who can enter and purchase items from his store, his public accommodation, simply because of who they are. And in seeking that exemption, he ended up being brought before a state commission and, frankly, being treated pretty badly because of his conservative religious views. And when his case made it to the Supreme Court, their attention was focused on his treatment by the Colorado Commission for Civil Rights. The Supreme Court did not create a license to discriminate on the basis of religious freedom in the Masterpiece Cake Shop case. They simply said that Jack Phillips had been treated poorly because of his own religious beliefs by the Colorado Commission. But this quote-unquote win, narrow as it was, has been lifted up by the religious right to mean a lot more than the future of Jack Phillips and what he can do with his cake shop.
Katie, why does that resonate with a lot of Americans, even some people who would ordinarily never consider elevating one set of values over the values of others?
So it's a really great question. And it gets into what we mean when we talk about religious freedom versus religious liberty. And if you pay attention in the back and forth around what these terms mean, often, but not always, often you'll hear folks on the right use the term religious liberty. The notion of liberty is very much an individual perception of what I am free to do. Mm-hmm. I have the liberty to pick and choose how I live my life. Mm-hmm. And of freedom, and particularly religious freedom in this context, has an interpersonal component. We talk about movements toward freedom, toward justice. These are things that we pursue collectively. And so you'll often hear folks on the left or from a more progressive perspective talk about religious freedom in the sense that we are in this together, and in the sense that the government is going to get involved at all, it's going to be to back up and protect those freedoms to make sure no one is preventing us from participating in everyday life.
What part of this marketing campaign, if I can call it that, collapsed under scrutiny? Where does the argument fall apart?
Well, we're going to see part two, essentially, of the masterpiece debate before the Supreme Court in just a few months. Recently, the court announced that they will be considering yet another case that is really going to get to the heart of this attempt to seek a license to discriminate. Now, it also comes out of Colorado, and it also includes a wedding vendor, which some pretty good strategic thinking, if you ask me, just to make sure that the folks who are seeking these exemptions are doing all that they can to build an effective narrative about what it means to practice one's faith in public life.
How has this enabled the kind of radical anti-LGBTQI plus lawmaking that's spreading like a cancer across Republican-controlled legislatures and state houses?
We have seen in 2022 alone nearly 200 anti-LGBTQ bills introduced in state legislatures. And many of those, the majority that have been introduced, specifically target trans folks, and many target trans children and their families who support them, which is deeply, deeply disturbing. This notion that one's personal religious beliefs can and should be infused into public life in a business setting was very effective in chipping away at the wall of separation between religion and government and who has access to public space. Mm-hmm. Now we're seeing, again, a different area, a broader area of life, public schools, sports, employment, other areas of public life where those who would seek to discriminate are specifically targeting LGBTQ folks and looking to use them as political pawns to further break down that wall of separation of religion and government.
So how is Interfaith Alliance and its partners working to educate and organize people to oppose these scary trends?
Well, we know this. People of faith across the country and of every religious denomination overwhelmingly support non-discrimination protections for LGBTQ people. And specifically, we are seeing in states like Texas and Florida and elsewhere, faith leaders, caring, loving, supporting families of trans youth coming forward and saying, our children are to be celebrated. They are blessings and perfect just the way that they are. And to police what goes on in our home and how we love and celebrate our children is entirely unacceptable. Interfaith Alliance, along with the Faith for Equality Coalition, released this week the We Are the Faithful Majority campaign, drawing on new polling from the Public Religion Research Institute among people of faith in all 50 states to get a real sense of where folks see opportunities for protection in public life around employment, around housing, other key protections that LGBTQ folks lack in many states across the country.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't come as a surprise, but perhaps depending on where you get your news, it might, that nearly 70% of respondents who identify as people of faith strongly supported federal legislation that might look something like the Equality Act to make sure that LGBTQ folks are not subject to a second tier of protections in public life.
What do you think is going to happen?
I think that for many conservative state lawmakers, they see targeting LGBTQ folks, and particularly trans kids, as a winning political argument heading into the midterm elections. And we know that our kids and our young people are not political pawns. But this type of activity, even for those kids who are not in households that are having their doors knocked on in Texas, there is real fear in terms of the ability to live authentically and openly as they are.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there is a very strong pushback on the state level for these kinds of bills, but ultimately we're looking at a political mobilization that has lost connection with the real harm being done to the young people who are caught in the middle.
Mm.
At the Supreme Court level, when they do consider this case that would build on the Masterpiece Cake Shop case and others, it's known as 303 Creative LLC versus Ellenis, they will tackle head on whether business owners have the right to pick and choose who they will serve based on their religious beliefs. And given the current makeup of the court, the best we might hope for is a narrow decision again.
Katie, what else should we be keeping our eyes open for or engaging with in the coming weeks?
I would encourage all of your listeners who are interested in learning more about the Faithful Majority campaign and having some of those numbers and those interviews at your fingertips to visit www.interfaithalliance.org to see this new polling, to confirm what we already know, that people of faith support LGBTQ equality, and then take action to let Congress know and let President Biden know that this is a top priority. As so many states are moving in the opposite direction, now is the time to lead on the federal level to ensure that people of all faiths and identities receive equal protection under the law.
Katie Joseph is a policy director at Interfaith Alliance, defending true religious freedom for all. Thank you so much for what you are doing, and thank you so much for being with us today on State of Belief Radio.
Well, thank you so much.
Well, that's all the time we have for this week's show. Your donations help keep us on the air. Information on how to donate is available at stateofbelief.com. That's stateofbelief.com. Stay up to date by subscribing to the free weekly State of Belief podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast platform, and take a moment to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Be a part of the conversation. Social media helps connect like-minded people in conversation and company. I would ask you, to share, state a belief with just one person this week, one person for whom you think this might be helpful. Our producer is Ray Kirstein. State a Belief Radio is a production of Interfaith Alliance. Become a member today at interfaithalliance.org. And be sure to tune in next week for more stories from the intersection of religion, government, and politics. Until then, you all take care of each other. I'm Welton Gaddy. That's State of Belief.
The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was.